Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday. No, Sunday? Friday? What day is it? Dear, it's Friday. Friday the 3rd of June. I do not know what I was thinking. I was thinking that my boy was going to be going to the cricket Sunday, and I was going to lead him with cricket's not going to go very well, and I don't think he'll be there Sunday. I haven't watched it, but they seem absolute cabbage. Yeah, right, start again. Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday the 3rd of June. Oaks Day, that's what it is. So we've got Oaks today, Derby tomorrow. Those of you who've got Andy's race card, his info is out for the two races he's covering today, including the Oaks. And we've got another five races he'll cover tomorrow, including the Derby. So for those of you who've joined that, it is available in the drop-down in the members area for you. Right, what else do I have? The golf I've posted in the Telegram room of the golfers. Some of you backed them pre-event, and pretty much everybody that I mentioned as having a chance is up there. Rahm, obviously, level par. He had a bit of an up-and-down day, but I still don't think he's out of it, only five back. But there's some... what I think decent trades being posted. As always, manage your position. I'm going to try, I won't because Jack's here this weekend, but next week onwards I'm going to try and make some videos of the golf trades as we go through the summer. Obviously just getting, you know, whilst there's two majors gone, we've still got plenty of golf ahead through till September and the FedEx Cup. Right. What else have I got? This is, let's do this bit first. This is podcast number 997. So this week we will get to the 1,000th podcast, be it Friday or Saturday, probably next weekend. And for the 1,000th podcast... to mark it as a special occasion, I will have a little prize. I had a look this morning. Since I've been doing these, most people do podcasts to try and make money. I've given away, all in, when I add everything up, over £6,000 since I started doing this, of my own hard-earned, be it prizes for people, Lingfield, free bets. So I'm going to add to that total for the 1,000th podcast next weekend. I think you've got more chance now because I think the numbers have pretty much halved from lockdown. We got the hardcore listeners and then obviously the Boris fans, the Arsenal fans and that I've pissed off over time and they've legged it. Old Boris getting booed this morning outside the old St Paul's, is it? Quite right and all. Fucking despicable wanker. Told you all in 20, he's off again. They're not listening to that anymore. They'll all be fucking listening next week when there's a grand up for fucking grabs, won't they? See, that's all it's about for some people. Just a few things for going forward. We are looking, I'm getting obviously lots of questions about next steps, plans, this, that and the other. The FTS data stuff, Dave, for those of you who had memberships, has extended that for you, FOC. Ultimate will be out the third week of June onwards, and that initially will be people who were members last year. There'll be a sign-up phase for them. The members area for 22-23 will open up pretty much the first week of July. That's where we're aiming for to get everything ready. There's not major changes this year, but there's bits that we are going to change and tweak. So we will be that third week of June will be existing members. You will also get existing members opportunity to get FTS data at a reduced cost for the season. And then we'll move through to, once we've given those existing members chance to sign up, then we'll move through to see how many spaces and any new members and then FTS data. There's stuff I want to add to FTS data, which we'll be doing through June, July, August. So it doesn't just become a sheets one. Obviously, you know, whole focus on all this with the race cards, getting people like Andy on board. My goals forward are to teach people how to do this better. Getting lots of questions. People who, and genuinely, as people who want to succeed, I'm going to tell you now, you will not succeed by hanging around social media and dealing with people who, frankly, I don't think, you know, really give a shit about you. I think the one thing that we, whatever we've done over the time, our sole motivation, me, Dave, people like Andy, is to get you to do this better. Of course, people will argue with that. People will disagree with that because that's what they want to do. That is our sole motivation, is to get people to not make mistakes as often and do this better, and show you ways. You know, I firmly believe it's actually not that difficult once you get a grasp of it, but it's just to show you ways to initially get that grasp. But one of the questions I was asked was... you know, obviously we do a lot of stuff on mindset, and again, you know, there's two types of people. There's people who want stuff technical, just tell me what to do, because I don't want to do any work, go and do it. We're not really the people for you. Or there's people who want to embrace the whole thing and try and take it forward. And I asked five or six people I know, and predominantly they're horse racing bettors, and I asked them what do they think over the last couple of weeks. One of them's, you know, a good friend of mine. I said to him, if you were talking to people about gambling, where would you start? What would be the first thing you would do? Every one of them came back with an answer to me that was to do with... The mental side of it, and basically could sum it up by mentally resilient. We then got talking to a couple of them in depth about what, and bear in mind again, it's horses that these guys deal in mostly, and they're very, very profitable at it. What pitfalls do people fall into? And without doubt, unanimously, I guess, it was down to people making excuses for failure and blaming everything else. So blaming the exchange, blaming the horse and the jockey, blaming the weather, blaming the track clerk of the course. And that for me, it just expands out. As I've said, it doesn't matter whether it's weight loss or whatever, it's, you know, blame the dog. The dog made me upset, so I ate a bar of chocolate. It's always just excuses. And I think one of the biggest things, you know, I try, and this isn't meant to be a mindset pod, but just the topic came up. Here's something, a question I was reading this morning. Is it's easy to find other causes for why you're not winning and poor performance, and to in effect create a narrative that shifts everything from you. And ultimately, if you genuinely take responsibility for your actions and you keep records and you look back what you do, and even when you win, understanding why you won, how you won, and then you sort of accept that all these results you create in betting are created by you, irrespective of where you get that information from. Once you take that responsibility and move it forward, and as we've sort of done in the mindset ones, build a plan, you know, goals that you're going to work to, planning what you do, developing systems. Once you sort of learn to, in effect, become a sort of master of that, if you like, focusing on yourself and yourself and your own betting performance and not on others, I think genuinely more people would succeed. That's what I firmly believe. I don't just say it, for I firmly believe it. And I think just this week, I picked Jack up yesterday and I got in the car and he said to me, did you watch the Johnny Depp thing? And I said, no, why would I? This the one thing that social media has caused, and I'm not a social media fan. I understand that for some people it can have good effects. If you're a lonely person, it gives you a means. But without doubt, the one thing that it has caused is the ability, the willingness, the wanting to poke your nose into other people's fucking business. And that really is all that trial is about. It's just, oh, let's see what they're doing. Let's get our nose in their business. Because it's actually fuck all to do with anybody else. It's a lawsuit. I have no idea why it was televised. I have no idea why there's such a furore around it. You know, people say, well, it's me. Maybe it is. But I've just got no desire at all to insert myself into other people's business. You don't see me do it on Twitter. You don't see me do it in anything else. I open my doors and say to people, there's stuff here that you can use. Yes, there's a cost to it because obviously we've got to fund it and make it work. And I know some people think I should fund that myself. You know, fair play. That's up to you to think that. But ultimately, if you do that, we're going to try and help you. But you've got to help yourself. And I just, this thing of poking your nose and worrying what other people are doing, and it is in everything. You know, without doubt, Sam Cassidy can post it. People commenting on things that are fuck all to do with him. So I might be talking to somebody else about something, and Twitter gives another third party chance to interject, usually with something negative, because most people have got fuck all decent to say. But I just think in this game, once you take responsibility, and I'd sort of say to everybody, genuinely, one of the first things I'd say to people, and it'd be hypocritical because I'm on there, but genuinely, come off Twitter, come off Facebook, just get, let's just focus on you. You can go back to them, but let's just focus on you and getting set up on making you a master of your own destiny and what you want to be. Because everything you do really is the feedback you need, not what other people do. We all make gaffes, we all make mistakes, they're all part of the learning process. It's nice, I get to be able to speak to people about those mistakes, and I guess finding platforms to do that. I don't think Twitter's the one, I'm not sure forums are the one. You know, I know some people on FTS have formed little WhatsApp groups, you know, and I get reports of them, and even within them you tend to find, oh yeah, such and such is good, such and such, but the other guy, he's a bit negative. And again, it's all that, oh, I've got to be involved in that, I've got to be involved in this. And it's, I fully understand it, you know, we're a social species, I get all that, and perhaps I'm unsocial. But I just think that you've got to be driven by yourself, your desire to improve, desire to be the best you can be. That I drive myself, I don't get up and think for you lot, or that I drive myself. I do different things to drive myself, to make myself better, not to make it easier. Sometimes I make things harder for myself. You know, I the guys I speak to, Alistair, who does the data, he says to me, you're going to go and find something else, and you're going to do, because I get him to do something and I'll tweak it or change it. So there. But I'm not just doing it for the sake of it. I'm doing it because I want to make myself better. And as an example, I've started trading or betting, if you like, because I don't exit late goals. I run about 44-45%. I'm at about 60%. Not something I'd looked at before, but obviously I've collected data and I've gone through a process and got that. But I did that for me to drive myself. I don't go, I'm thinking about sharing them, but it's one of those things, you share a couple. You know, 60% still means I have 40% losers. You think, I'll share a couple, you know what's going to happen. Oh, Ian posted a couple of late goals, fucking shit, nothing, didn't go in. So what, you know, that's the side of it again, that how to share stuff with people. That's the bit that eats at me and agonizes at me, because of who I'm dealing with. And I don't mean that disparagingly, but I want to work with people who want to learn and want to do it properly and understand the risks, the rewards, the work involved, and what comes out the end of it. And I think that all starts with the guy the other end saying how much they want to learn. I've said, I've seen it in golf. I used to see people having golf lessons. They don't want a golf lesson. They want to be able to go out and have half hour someone looking at them, telling them they're great, and going, hit it better straight away. And then when it doesn't happen, they don't get it. But I think you've just got to have a desire and a drive yourself to do it. You've got to be comfortable when things are uncertain. You've got to accept, as we've said this week in the pod, that losses are part of betting. Got to focus on not picking winners, because that's not what this game about, but getting your money in at the right prices, at the right percentages, and managing your risk across that. But you know, the lure of this game is winners. Somebody said to me, the lure of this game is making money. I'm not sure it is. I think the lure of the game initially for a lot of people is winners. because I think just people love a winning bet and they actually don't take into account the finances of it because it's just that win in that moment. You know, a bit like a slot machine jackpot is the win in that moment. You forget the whatever, you know, go to Vegas and watch them shoveling it all in and then they jump up and down and they've had a winner and you go, yeah, but you've done, like, you've just won 1500 there, but you've done like $4,000. Oh yeah, but I won the jackpot. And I think, I do genuinely think the first thing is winners and then the money side of it. You know, I think people might get lured in by the fact that, oh, Psychoff at £18,000 or whatever and that, but I still think, you know, ultimately if I started putting my late goals up, people would just want the winners. And unfortunately, as I say, 40% of them are going to lose and I don't know how they're going to fall. So The whole thing ultimately falls on you and forming a professional approach. I didn't mean to go into this today. I just sort of one, amazing how one question, that's why I say I like questions, because questions lead into it. But if you can take responsibility for yourself, build a process over results, and then repeat that process, and that's, you know, all the demons that come with that, managing yourself through losing runs, not getting excited, staking correctly, all those things. If you can get through that, I am absolutely convinced the way that you behave, the performance you put up, will see an improvement in your betting, and ultimately butt out of people's lives. I guess I just don't get it. The more I read it, the more, you know, I very, very rarely post on Twitter now. You know, we had a bit of banter when Spurs finished fourth and things, but I very rarely post on, but I'll always look at it every day, and I look at the same old people poking their nose into the same old stuff, and I think, Jesus Christ, I think their lives are seriously missing something. And unfortunately, I guess the people like Zuckerberg and Jack have seen that too and thought, we can fill this and make a shed load of money and fuck for the outcomes and what it causes in society. You know, I am hypocritical because I am on there, but there's a few people I like to engage with on there. But I could turn it off tomorrow. I think that's the big key. I could turn that off tomorrow and it wouldn't affect my life in the slightest. I'm only using Twitter. I mean, I'm not on Facebook, so I've no idea what goes on there, but I imagine it's worse. I think they've got more users, haven't they? But yeah, it just this obsession, and it's getting worse and worse, and a celebrity culture, you know, all this reality TV, that's all it's about, poking your nose into someone else's life, or let's laugh at them. It's all edited to form, a lot of it taking the piss out of people, and I just think we're developing a horrific culture of it. And the people who will be successful are the people like Online Trader with his weight loss, gets up and focuses on himself. This is my goal, this is what I'm going to do. And I've got nothing but time, you know, I have a laugh and a joke with him about Villa, but I've got nothing but time for people like that, who set out something and want to do it. And as I say, the biggest thing I see, if I could sum up the last 14, 15 years of dealing with people, the biggest thing I see is short-termism and excuses. Or short-termism, excuses, and that there's this mythical belief that it's sort of unreachable. There's these guys out there that are superhuman and do this, and again, there's people on Twitter who create this I'm better than you. I've talked about this before, you know, that I'm better than you syndrome. They're just always down on people, always got negative things to say, always little snipes, you know, that sort of always snarky type people. It's all to make them feel better and kind of dig other people down. Do you need them in your life? Of course you don't. Horrific people. But you just want to focus, get up and focus on you. Make decisions based on you. We are born, you know, to be risk averse. You know, I've said these things before. If you see a fire, your natural instinct is to run from it. And we tend to make our decisions based on what happened yesterday rather than thinking with a long-term view. And I think once you get over those couple of obstacles, you start embracing risk, you build a process for yourself, and you just execute that, then you do much better. Anyway, happy Jubilee. Not watched a minute of it. I'm not necessarily anti-royal. Don't really have an opinion on it. Just if, I hope you all have a good time. If people are out and about partying, I'm going with Jack to see Top Gun Mavericks today. I know a lot of you have seen it, had nothing but great reports, so I'm doing that this evening. There isn't, as I say, there's no football for me for a wee while. Trading group, I'll have an update for you before we resume in the Scandinavian leagues. I'll have info trickling out over other help and things I'm going to forward up, and the Telegram group will run very differently from August. Do want to do a lot more videos and stuff like that. I want to get a setup where I just get the time to do videos, and the guys behind the scenes are helping me with that, removing hours of work that I do. Got new admin on the emails. We've got Alistair sorting processes out, so I really appreciate all that, because I just think it puts me in a great place come certainly August, September, to spend more time doing stuff that those who do want to learn, educate and help them. The one thing I need to shift out is, you know, you put a video up and one bloke goes and tries it, and that was fucking shit, I did that. That's the bit we need to get to, just to shift those people out. You know, which I'm, you know, I'll speak to Dave. Dave's the boy for that. It's how you get it to the right people, get the stuff in the hands of the right people, who are going to make use of it. And then you can engage with those people, actually, what do you want to learn? That's what I've been trying to do for the last 2 months. What do you actually want to learn? And we just get so little feedback. And I don't mean that as a criticism. I understand you don't have to give feedback, just get so little feedback. You know, you spend an hour doing a golf podcast and two people sort of go, yeah, that's all right. And you think, well, are they using it? What are they doing? And I don't mean that, oh, love me. Like, I just... If you tell us what you want, we can help. If you don't tell us what you want, you know, I go back to the seminar in Manchester. If you don't ask questions, how can anybody possibly help you? So, you know, we've got a new process for email. We're working through that. So I just think then that we can deal with people a lot more. Anyway, forget all that. I'll be back this week. I've turned it into a bit of a monologue. I'll be back next week with a mindset podcast. Golf, obviously, on... Wednesday, so that'll be two. So then whatever one it is after that will be episode 1000, and I will have details of how, in a small way, can start to change somebody's life, hopefully, from that point onwards. Arrivederci. Have a lovely, as I say, have a lovely jubbly weekend. Whatever you're doing, whether you're having street parties or barbecues or whatever, enjoy the family time. I just think it's great that people have got 3-4 days off with their family more than anything. Enjoy that family time. And I will be back with you on Monday.